Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. We are going back to Eden.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, paws, hoofs, and claws to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We have such exciting news for all of you today. News that there is hope for wellness, no matter what you've been told and by whom. How do we know this? Well, firsthand experience for over 30 years. We were the impossible cases that, quote-unquote, no one had ever seen before, and we found answers. We have also been rescuing animals for 30 years and have been able to bring impossible cases back to vibrant health through the simplicity of following the original patterns of life and employing energy wellness technologies. As you continue to listen to our show today, you're going to learn more about the breakthrough Edenics health movement that we're pioneering at backtoeden.org and backtoeden.us. And one of those original patterns for health is light. Let there be light was the first recorded divine utterance. And today we are so honored to have as our guest one of the leading global innovators and experts on light, on healing with light, and specifically healing with laser light. Dr. Lawrence Lytle has devoted his life to solving the unsolvable and is one of the most dedicated and ravenous scientific researchers you will ever have the pleasure of hearing and listening to. Dr. Lytle has brought his years of research together and has invented the most effective and amazing cold laser on the planet. And this is not hyperbole. You're going to be able to hear real case studies of amazing outcomes with the Q laser light technology that Dr. Lytle invented. And so if you know anyone that has a sick and a suffering animal, hurry, hurry, text them right now. I am them. Call them, whatever you have to do. Get them to listen to this show. It could change their lives and the lives of their beloved animal companions forever. And so without further ado, I am so thrilled to welcome and introduce the world-renowned expert, Dr. Lawrence Lytle. Are you with us, Dr. Lytle?
I am. I'm right here and ready to help your pet lovers.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Lytle, you know, the last few times I took injured animals into the vet, I was sort of overwhelmed. I heard prescriptions being given for antidepressants for animals. There were so many suffering animals that didn't seem to have answers. What kind of state of affairs is our animal wellness in today, in your opinion?
About the state that the humans are in.
That's right. It's not so great. We're kind of up the creek without a paddle. But you have a paddle for us today, don't you?
Let me explain briefly so your listeners can understand why this device is so effective. You already mentioned in the beginning, let there be light, and God saw the light and said that is good. Some decade, a long time later, a couple of Greek scholars theorized the atom. They called it the atomos. Later, it was named the atom by Einstein. Most of all of your listeners will know that an atom is a positive charge that's very stable, unless there's an atomic bomb, and a negative charge that's very elusive. That's called the electron. The greatest physicists of all times do not know why electrons leave the orbit around the atom in human beings and animals of all kinds. But when the electron leaves, sickness ensues. When an electron leaves, your animal or yourself will get more acidic. You studied this, all of your listeners studied this back in about the 8th or 9th grade, where they studied pH, potential hydrogen, and to the left of neutral, to the left of pH is acidic, and to the right is alkaline. Well, when you lose an electron, you go acid. And when your pet goes acid, that means that they're going to have some type of sickness in some area of the body, whether it be the joints, the stomach, the ears, or wherever that may be. Also, most people understand antioxidants. The opposite of oxidation is reduction. The difference between oxidation reduction is an electron. Well, our laser device puts electrons back at the atomic level of the cell of your beloved pets and of yourself as well. So that is how this system works.
So basically, when our bodies become acid in the pH instead of alkaline, we become an easy host for organism and degeneration. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is true. And many times the symptoms will they'll be seen long before a diagnosis is made. In the medical and the veterinarian world alike, the system is based upon trying to diagnose. But I can tell you, if your dog is scratching at its ears, they got something wrong with the ear. Apply the laser and the scratching will go away within a few within a few minutes, certainly within a day.
Well, you know, I think part of the problem that's happening is that our systems are being degraded by a lot of the EMF microwave energies that are being broadcast from cell towers, our cell phones, and then we have a lot of exposure to environmental toxins that all contribute to an acid pH. And so this is why we need intervention like a technology like yours that is going to help reverse that loss of the electron, that acidic condition, and make the body a less suitable host for pathogens and in a better state to regenerate and repair itself. Because really, Dr. Leiter, wouldn't you agree that the body knows what to do when it has the information that it needs?
Sure, the human body does. And of course, those of us that own pets, I have two Dachshund dogs, and I routinely use the laser on one of our Dachshund, frequently get some type of indigestion. We don't take her to the veterinarian to, say, make a diagnosis. We've had all sorts of blood studies and everything done. They cannot find any reason for her when she gets a little tummy ache and vomits up foam. They can't find any reason. But when she vomits up the foam, we apply the laser to her tummy up and down her long belly, and she is immediately better. So it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. If your dog is limping, laser the foot. Or if it's in the hip, laser the hip. We have had dogs with hip dysplasia that we have put back to being able to run and jump up and down the steps very quickly with the Q-Laser system. That's without drugs, that's without surgery. That's just using the principle I explained to put electrons back at the atomic level of the cell, of your pet or yourself as alike.
Well, what we've noticed in our practice and working with animals is that really the burden of the acid pH, of the loss of electrons, of all of the toxins, basically hits whatever being it is, human or animal, at their genetic weakness. And some people are predisposed. We know about that some families are predisposed to cancer. Some may be predisposed to diabetes, or in the case of animals, especially purebreds, hip dysplasia is a big issue. But the problem is not necessarily the hip dysplasia, as it is a weakness in the genetics. The body is being burdened down. And so basically by using the laser, you're giving the body the information, the electrons it needs to support that genetic weakness and to begin to work on itself. And also, Dr. Leiter, tell us about your research on just the power of light. A lot of people don't understand lasers and actually how they work and how they deliver information. Because I know your proprietary lasers have specific information encoded into the light that is especially helpful for all different kinds of conditions.
I'll be happy to do that, Gigi. And let me tell you, if your listeners want to follow along with us, they can go to the website www.qlaserspma.com. and put in the promo code 2288. Or if they want to receive a free packet of information from the people, from the Q-Laser people, call 866-434-5959. And in that instance, put in promo code 8468, and you will get information on the book, Universal Healer for Companion Animals. And it has basically, that book has 19 different common conditions of your companion animals, and it shows you right where to apply the laser, how long to apply it, which laser device to apply. And it goes all the way from indigestion to itchy ears to the plugging up of the rectal glands and joint pain, diabetes. All of those things are covered in that book. Now, why did I take so long to get to the animal world? Basically, I started my research on human beings. And, let me rephrase that. I started it on animals, but I didn't publish that work. I started actually on horses, and you'll see in the testimonial section of the book, Universal Healer for Companion Animals, where we actually cured blindness on horses 15 years ago. Horses
wow.
that had blind eye, there's testimonials in there from horse owners, pet owners. We had one horse that was scheduled to be shot that got tangled up in the barbed wire and had cut its hind leg clear to the bone. Tendons were severed, and that horse was infection, had blood poisoning, was scheduled to be shot. We put that horse back to health, and it had a big scar on its hind hock the size of your hand. We
wow.
continued to laser that scar, Gigi, and grew hair back in the scar. That is how fantastic it is when you put electrons back, you change the cell so that you get a new, what you said earlier is actually true. We have a lot of reasons for the cell to be messed up in our society today. And when you get a messed up cell, then you have more production of those same incomplete or messed up cells. The Q laser puts the cell back to whole so that when you then regenerate new cells, you get good skin cells that grow hair, or you get new ligament cells, you get new heart cells, you get new lung cells, you get cells that are damaged by diabetes and can't transfer the insulin across the cell membrane are normalized back to health. And so we started this study with animals and then went to doing the study on osteoarthritis of human beings. And we studied double-blind placebo-controlled studies so that we could apply to the FDA for clearance to treat osteoarthritis of the hand. And this double-blind means that the people don't know whether they're using a real laser or a dummy laser. And nobody knew it except myself and the manufacturer. Half of the group went dummy laser, half real laser. When we got done and uncorked the study, those that used the real laser controlled their arthritis. Now, this is the same on your pets. They controlled their arthritis 69 to 89% of the time, and we got peak performance at day 4. That's applying the laser every other day for just 3 minutes. And we got peak performance. Now, we wanted to apply to the FDA for a 510K clearance, and the FDA became so difficult to work with, we withdrew our 510K clearance, and we now work with just people that want to join a private membership association, which you can get by calling that number that I gave you, that 866-434-5959 number. And you can join an association, and we can help educate your listeners. Or in the animal world, we're able to provide our lasers to all of the owners of the animals totally legally. Their devices are totally safe. They're as safe as a barcode checkout laser is at your grocery store. Now, let me caution your listeners. Some veterinarians use a heavier duty, a higher powered class 4 laser. That laser actually has been shown to be less effective and can create harm to your pets. And so if your veterinarian's using a laser, you need to make sure that he's using a low-level laser, not a class 4 laser.
Well, Dr. Lytle, that's very, very valuable information. We are going to come right back and talk more about lasers because there's some research on DNA and photons, and this is absolutely essential for people to understand another reason why these lasers are so powerful. And we will be right back at the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with world-renowned healing light expert, Dr. Lawrence Lytle, who's joined us today to talk about how to have optimum health for our beloved animal companions. And we were just ending the show where he was warning us, you know, all lasers are not equal. And we need to be careful because we do know that lasers actually perform surgery and can cut metal. And so there's all different kinds of lasers, and there's all different kinds of cold lasers. So, Doctor, would you please reiterate again what you were just saying about the different classes of lasers that we need to be aware of and what's safe and what's not safe?
Well, the lasers called a class 4 that many veterinarians are currently using has been shown to actually harm cells and rather than cause the cells to grow good, healthy new cells. Now, if you have some pain and use a high-powered laser, your veterinarian may have gotten relief in the pain. So if your listeners say, well, my pet got results from the laser that a vet used, that's fine. But ultimately, too much energy creates a problem and harms cells. And that is why our Q laser system is based upon sound science, where the energy goes into the body, whether it be the animal or the human, and it goes all the way through the body with the soliton wave. Now, the reason that a lot of laser companies have gone to higher power lasers is that they couldn't get the laser to penetrate. So they couldn't get it into the body. Light has worked on the surface for eons, but when you try to get it deep into the body, it didn't work. So they jacked the power up to the place where they actually burnt the hair off of the dog's back, and that still didn't get the energy into where they needed it. The Q laser system is based upon what I've named the soliton wave. That's where we combine wavelengths in the same instrument, and those combined wavelengths form and change the wave to a different type of a wave that goes all the way through your pet without harming the pet. And as it goes through, it carries electrons, drops those electrons off to where whatever cells need them. It doesn't matter if you get too many, you can't get too many electrons. So if you use it too long, you're just wasting your time. And therefore, you're not going to create harm by using a low-powered laser like the Q laser too long. In the manual, the Universal Healer for Companion Animals, it tells you exactly how long to use it. And so it's anybody that buys the laser system from Q Lasers PMA will get this Universal Healer for Companion Animals. They'll get that along with the device, and they'll know how to use the laser the same day they get it on their beloved animal.
But if they call toll-free 866-434-5959 and enter code 8468, they can get a free information packet that will explain all of this, won't it?
That's true.
And then also, we have a special offer today. They can join the club, the Private Laser Club, today by entering code 2288 at the website qlaserpma.com. And so, Doctor, I wanted to talk about the latest research on photons and DNA. What I was recently reading, based on the work of Dr. Fritz Popp, is that they're finding out that DNA is actually a photon broadcast and receptor device. So is there a chance that these photons, ladies and gentlemen, to be clear what that is, those are particles of light. They're basically the quanta of light. And so those light particles are actually communicating with the DNA, and that's part of the magic of the lasers also, isn't it, Doctor?
That is absolutely true, and in fact, everything on Earth, in all your animal world, the plant world, and the human world, is responsive to frequencies. Now, so we don't know all the frequencies in your pets or your humans. We don't know that that if you apply the light, you will change and alter DNA. That is true, for the better. We've never had an incident where we've seen an alteration of the DNA for the worse. It's always the better, or you get no results at all. Now, no results at all is very rare, but it is possible that some person may use the laser and say, well, it didn't work for me. In that case, it's probably frequency. Now, the Q laser system has a remarkable support system, and once you become a member of our PMA, you can go online at Energy for Life PMA and download any frequency that you can imagine up to 20,000 hertz by 1/1,000th. For example, we're listening to your radio station here. It has a frequency code. If we get 2/100ths off of that code, we're going to get static. And so if we're right on it, you can hear me clearly. Now, another way of understanding frequency is to bring it up to modern-day terms of drones that drop bombs in Afghanistan and over across the world, halfway around the world. Those drones are controlled by frequency at Air Force bases right here in the United States. And that frequency is transmitted instantly. So if we are able to know the frequency that is of the condition of your pet or condition of your human being, for that matter, if you're able to know the frequency and then go on that website, you can download that frequency by you pay an annual membership. And once you pay your annual membership, then you can download as many frequencies as you can imagine. Now, if you don't get the response that Pop talked about with the DNA, then you are using the wrong frequency. It doesn't mean light isn't working. It's a matter that when you have light, if you could picture with me a flashlight, and then in front of the flashlight, you chop it back and forth with your hand and break the light up. Breaking the light up is frequency. And that's done in milliseconds, so it's so fast you don't even see that the light has changed. It blinks so fast. And so when we put frequencies in, you're going to see a different result. But most of the time, the laser system that we program at the factory will be 90% of the time it will affect all of your pets' uses, all the pets' conditions, and most of all of the human conditions by the frequencies that I've had programmed in at the factory.
Well, we are familiar with devices that are available now that can get frequency profiles for those very tough conditions where there's some resistance, and then that would be a wonderful boon, and it'll download right onto your Q laser. You can put those frequencies in?
Well, yes, you sure can. Once you get on the website, www.laserfrequency.com, you can copy frequencies that you've gotten from any other source, or you can look in the library and see if they're already in the library. And if they're not, then you can download the frequencies of your choice up to 20,000 hertz by 1/1,000. For example, if we look at memory, I'm just writing an article for a webinar tomorrow night. And if your folks want to listen to this webinar, they can call in at that number that I just talked about there, and they will be able to get the right to listen to the frequency, to the broadcast tomorrow night on the webinar. It's all about memory retention and learning. So if we have the right frequency to the brain, you can enhance memory retention and learning. And by using two lasers at a time, we create a vortex of energy. Your listeners may be aware of a vortex of energy in Lourdes, France, where there's a vortex of energy with the little whirlpools of water that come out of the ground. Or they may be familiar with a vortex of energy at Sedona, Arizona, where it's more of a unseen energy in the atmosphere.
Dr. Lytle, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but we have to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about this right after our break. Thank you so much.
I'll hold on.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with international healing light and laser expert Dr. Lawrence Lytle, who is just explaining to us about the power of frequency and specific frequency to address certain conditions. And I'm so sorry we had to interrupt you, Dr. Lytle. Are you with us?
I am, and that's quite all right. I understand the process. And while I was thinking, I would like to tell a story.
Okay.
We've had users use our laser on every type of animal you can think of. I had a user call in a year or so ago and said, did you know that your laser works on fish? And I said, no. She said, well, we didn't get the oxygen went out of the water and we were gone. We came home and the fish were all belly up in the water. She said, I shined the laser right through the glass. And within less than a minute, the fish all came to life and started scurrying around.
Are you kidding me?
No, and another incidence of how lasers work on less than I know all the pet owners love their pet, but I used to date a lady that whose daughter had a gerbil, and the gerbil got lost and got underneath of the refrigerator and was under there for maybe 3 days and was terribly dehydrated. And applying the laser, I'm not kidding you, we applied it for less than 10 seconds and that gerbil got on his treadmill and his cage and ran on the treadmill and then jumped off and gobbled water and jumped on the treadmill, and we thought it was dead.
That's amazing.
It kind of proves that the laser works at the atomic level of the cell, regardless of the creature.
Well, you know, this kind of brings us back to the original theme of the divine creation, of light being one of the first operations of that creation. So that kind of tells us that the foundation, perhaps, of all creation is light. And that's why this laser light is having such a pervasive effect on so many different body systems. And that's really the research that's been coming up about photons. It's almost as if the DNA is like a keyboard on a piano, and that has different notes and that plays songs and symphonies of health and wellness, and each organ system has its own favorite tune that it prefers. That's why, you know, when you know you're dealing with one of the primordial sources of life and of creation of energy and matter, that few percentage of people that have the difficult cases, hey, I was that person. I wasn't always the quick fix, but, you know, as I kept digging and I kept learning, I learned how to use the tools that were available to me to really transform life. And this laser has been like nothing else. And so with the photons that this laser is communicating with, it's also communicating the information of the frequencies that are able to go and tune up, as it were, the harmonics of the cells, the harmonics of the whole biology of the body, of the human body, and the animal body. Is that true, Dr. Lytle?
That is true, and you put it so well, Gigi, that I can add just a little bit more. In every cell, whether it be through an animal or a human, that the nutrients must be able to cross the cell membrane. Now, in the old books, they talked about a cell wall. That is not true. There's not a cell wall. There's an electron membrane of the cell, and you must be able to cross that cell membrane with your nutrients. So if you have your favorite dog food or cat food, and your animal isn't as well as they should be, it's maybe not necessarily the food. It might be the fact that your nutrient isn't crossing the cell membrane. Way back when I taught biology a long time ago, we call it, it's still named the same thing, we call that osmosis. In order to osmose a nutrient across the cell membrane, you must have the right energy. If you have the wrong energy, then you will not osmose the nutrient across the cell membrane. And regardless of what you're feeding your pet or yourself, that nutrient may or may not get into the cell and probably is not producing what we call ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy for the cell. Now, that's true mechanism of the cellular mechanism, whether it be of horses or dogs or cats or humans. And so the Q laser system changes the cellular membrane energy. Now, in the new word that's coming around that's starting to make an impact on all the public is nitric oxide. Now, nitrous oxide is laughing gas that you get at your dentist. But nitric oxide is an odorless, tasteless, weightless molecule that communicates from cell to cell throughout your pet's body or throughout your own body. So instantly, when you step on a tack, the communication goes to the brain, lift your foot up, dummy, you're stepping on something sharp. It's faster than the speed of light. And so consequently, if the communication in the human body is by nitric oxide molecules. Those nitric oxide molecules are supposed to be made by a healthy body. In other words, if you have a healthy DNA that's making more healthy cells and more healthy cells, you're making your own nitric oxide. But as you age, as your pet ages, as they're injured, you lose electrons off from the atomic level of the cell. When you lose electrons, you change the capability of the cell to make nitric oxide. When you lose electrons off of the cell, that changes the DNA. And that's why Dr. Pop said many years ago, light enhances. It will normalize the cell. Now, Dr. Pop's work was done on the desktop, under microscopes. And the reason that we haven't advanced further in this area today, Gigi, is because the light never got into the body. It would work on the skin, but it never got into the body. The Q laser system has solved all of the solution of how to get it clear through the body. You can pick the deepest organ or gland in your animal or your human body. Let's take a human condition called prostatitis. That's 3 inches in, and we can aim the laser on the surface through the clothing, actually, and create and eliminate an itis, whether it be prostatitis, whether it be some type of mastitis on a cow. I have a lot of Amish people that use the laser extensively on their cows and horses. They use it on the neck of their horse when the horse gets sore under the collar. They use it on the teats of the cow when the cow, the tit get large and get mastitis. They use it there. They use it on all their animals. And the Amish people don't believe in modern medicine or modern conveyances. They still drive horse and buggy. But they use our laser system extensively.
Well, because it's the original energy, it's light energy. And also what we found, Doctor, is that not only does the cell not take in nutrients when it's in that depleted state, which also the conductivity of the cell itself has been greatly reduced, and we know that cancer cells produce very low millivolts as opposed to a healthy cell, which produces about 70 to 155 millivolts. So really our cells are like little energy machines anyway, and the human body is like an electrical machine. But not only will the cells not take in nutrients, they will not release toxins, and they won't even take in hydration. So basically, by giving those electrons to the cell, that is going to enhance nitric oxide production so that the cells can both take in the nutrients and the hydration and release toxins more effectively. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. I tell you, I should hire you to be my PR director. You're saying it so well, Gigi. That is absolutely correct. And when you change the electron level of the body will heal itself. Let me tell you.
Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do we have time? I have one story. When I was sitting at Rotary one day, and we had a young chiropractor that was telling us about acupuncture. And I know many of your listeners, and maybe some of your listeners, do acupuncture on their pet. I know we've done acupuncture on horses for years.
It's a wonderful modality, Doctor, and we are going to have to take a quick break. So everybody hang on the edge of your seat, because we're going to come back and hear about Dr. Lytle's story that starts out with acupuncture and ends with light. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
We'll be right back. NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We're here with world-renowned expert Dr. Lawrence Lytle, creator of the Q Laser. And he was just going to tell us an amazing story that begins with acupuncture. Dr. Lytle, are you with us?
I am. And I was sitting at Rotary, and this chiropractor was teaching Rotary. He only had 15 minutes. He did a fine job, was telling Rotary about acupuncture. And he had some slides and showed where he put the needles and stuff of that nature. When finished, he asked for questions. The fella sitting next to me said, "What are you doing with those needles, young fella?" And he said, "Well, moving energy." And the old fella said, "I have a trucking company. I have diesel trucks that run on energy. I have gas trucks that run on energy." He said, "I have a lawnmower that runs on energy. I was watching Kobe Bryant play basketball last week, and he played with a lot of energy. And last Sunday, I went to the Fine Arts Theater down here, and the symphony played with a great deal of energy. What kind of energy are you using, young fella?" Now, don't you think that was a pretty insightful comment from a layperson? So what is energy? I've lectured at the International Society of Preventive Medicine years ago, and more recently the Academy for Laser Academy for Lasers. And when I got they started out using higher powered lasers that were cutting tissue, and then they spent a great deal of money in the dental academies to cut. I learned to cut teeth with lasers. And then they finally got into what we called low power or low level lasers. And when I was there, they had some speakers, one from UCLA, one from Harvard, and they were talking about energy. And I asked them, I told them the same story. I said, what is energy? When you speak of energy in the cat or the dog or the human, what about energy in photosynthesis in a plant? What is that energy? And really, when you go to the very basics, clear back, well before Christianity, it could be nothing other than the movement of electrons. Mm-hmm. So electrons are the negative charges of the positive charge of the atom, and they are very elusive. The greatest physicists of all times, go clear back to Newton, to Bohr, to Einstein, modern day physicists, Brian Greene, Stefan, I'll think of his last name in a moment. The man that can't move, that runs a computer. Stephen Hawkins. He runs a computer with frequencies from his brain. So if he can run a computer with frequencies of his brain, why can't we find those frequencies and control the symptoms of disease in your dog, cat, horse, or yourself? We can. We're there already. And it's just a matter of using the frequencies that are already programmed into the device, and 80%, 90% of the time, those frequencies will do everything you need to have done to control the symptoms of whatever you're facing. In the 10% of the time that it doesn't control the frequencies, then using some other method of isolating the frequencies and programming them into your laser system on www.laserfrequency.com will get you results.
Well, this is absolutely going to be the minority of cases. But also another important part to understand about what we're being exposed to that is degrading the integrity of the cells are genetically modified organisms, all of the environmental toxins in our food, our air, our water. These are burdening down the cell and requiring us to do all of this interventional stuff on a much higher level. But we're so thankful that doctors like you have done the work to get these answers that in, 10 seconds, a gerbil comes back to life. And in 3 minutes, 3-minute treatments, you can do amazing things. You're growing hair on a horse where it was supposed to be dead and the skin was completely scarred, and then hair comes out. So this deals with scar tissue. It's obviously giving the cells the information they need to do their own work, that this amazing, these bodies that we've been given are so amazing. Really, it's not that the bodies don't work so much unless there's a genetic mutation. It's what is blocking the body from working. And what it seems to me, Dr. Lytle, is that these lasers are bridging the gap between what's not working and getting the body to start working again and giving the body the information and the electrons it needs to go to work on itself. And it's so exciting, and we're so excited for our pet owners to get this information today. If you could please tell us again where they can get this information and get the free packet, we would be so grateful.
Well, and just before I do that, in the Universal Healer for Companion Animals, Chapter 3 is all about preventive maintenance. Why wait till your dog, your beloved cat, or yourself gets sick? We apply the laser to our Dachshund dogs on a weekly preventive basis. For more information, you may call 866-434-5959 and enter the code 8468 so they know that you're from the veterinarian or animal world. Or you may go tomorrow night. I'm doing a webinar, and if you call that number immediately, they'll get back to you and give you the code number to get into the webinar for memory retention and learning. If you want to go to the website, go to www.qlaserspma.com and put in the promo code 2288. That will get you on that site.
And a start on the membership at no charge. So we're so excited. We're so excited to hear about what this can do for memory. And actually, it makes a lot of sense, Dr. Lytle, because thought forms, actually every thought and emotion in the body is an electrochemical reaction. And the highways that those reactions travel on are not just the bloodstream. It's the neural network. So, of course, from what you've told us today and taught us today about light and about electrons, it makes perfect sense that this could greatly enhance mental capacity and probably even, I'm gonna conjecture, start some regenerative processes going on even in the brain tissue. Do you have any research on that, Dr. Lytle?
Absolutely. I have a full-time research director that is studying the cellular mechanism of the Q laser system. She told me just yesterday that she had misread something and only put a 1 cc of nutrient into the human cells, and she was supposed to put 10. The cells died. She put the laser on them, and the cells came back to life. Wow! I mean, we're talking some breakthrough stuff here. Now, why wait till a cell dies? She just said, well, I'm going to have to start all over. The media, that I had in my Dappin dishes, I put the wrong stuff in them and the cells died. And she thought, I'll just try the laser to see what happens. And she said a lot of the cells came back to life. So when we look at, when you look at a cell and you understand that our body is made of trillions and trillions of cells with multiple, multiple trillions of atoms, if we work at the atomic level, we can change the DNA. We can change the putting an electron back will cause the nitric oxide, the own body, the own animal, to produce their own nitric oxide, which is the cell-to-cell communication. And we're going to have a whole new breakthrough in animal health by following and using the Q-laser system. There's no system like it because it's highly regulated so that it doesn't overdo. When you get too much energy, the body rejects it. And when the body rejects the energy, sometimes you get nothing at all, and sometimes you actually do harm. In the Q-laser system, we have a controlled controlled hardware, we have controlled software. Basically, the Q-laser is a highly, highly regulated a computer software company. It uses diodes very similar to the diodes that are at your grocery store. Totally safe.
But it's the software and the fact that you specifically designed this software to make sure that there's no resistance or buildup to the delivery system of the energy, which can occur if it's a steady current, if it's a steady delivery system, the cell can actually adapt, but in a negative way, by not allowing more electrons to be shed, but by varying the power and the strength and the frequency, you're able to continue to deliver all the way through in such a harmonic way that the cell is able to receive all the information and do its repair work.
Very well put. You know, your listeners are sitting in their living room or someplace listening to your radio show now. They don't have a window open or a door open for the radio waves to get into their house. And so consequently, a lot of people think that medicine, because they can't see it, isn't working. But the electrons flow right through walls all the way through. In one study done when the Genome Project was underway in around 2000, and Baltimore, the Dr. Baltimore, the, one of the premier geneticists of that era, was studying genetics, and they said, well, we're going to decode all the genes of the human body, and we're going to find the reason for disease. Well, when he got done, he found out the human body about has the same number of genes as an earthworm or a fly. And so we're not talking about, he said, we must look in a different direction than genetics to solve the problem. Light changes the genetics. And light was here first. I know we don't have much time left, but let me ask all your listeners, and I'll ask you, Gigi, where does a thought come from? That's an interesting question, isn't it? And many people say it's from my brain. Some will say it's some from my subconscious. I contend it's from the universal energy, the paraconscious. It couldn't be anything else. From the beginning, there was nothing but light. So thought has to be light. Energy goes around and comes around. You can't destroy it. You change the form, but you can't destroy energy. If I burn a block of wood, that block of wood goes up as heat. I destroy the form of it, but the energy is still there. So a thought is just a little squiggly wave of energy. And if we can enhance the brain to be able to adapt to or receive those thoughts and process them, the mind is out there. It's beyond the brain. The mind is beyond the brain. The brain is obviously encased in our skull, and the brain is a transmitter of thoughts. If we can encourage the brain by putting light on the brain, we can increase memory retention and learning by 30%. That's what our research shows.
Wow, wow. Actually, Doctor, we're going to come back for one more quick second. We can't stand not to have you talk more. We want to hear some more. So we're going to take a real quick break, everyone. Isn't this fascinating? And come back for a quick segment with Dr. Lytle once more. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We're here with world expert Dr. Lawrence Lytle and his Q-Laser invention that is really breaking all the barriers of what we thought was possible with wellness as he takes wellness into the 21st century with the healing power of light. And so we were talking, Dr. Lytle, about thought forms and the potential and actually your research showing a 30% improvement in brain function with the administration of your laser light. And could you please continue your thought process on that? It's fascinating.
Yes. Again, understanding that the soliton wave was first observed in the late 1800s by a Scottish chap pulling a barge through a canal in Scotland. And the rope broke and the barge took a dip, and he noticed big waves going out behind and out in front of the barge. He got on his horse, chased the waves out in front of it, estimated they were going 10 to 12 miles an hour and saw them disappear in the ocean. Today, if you study oceanography, one realizes that soliton wave is the same wave that whales and porpoises communicate on 1,000 miles apart.
Wow.
So that soliton wave has been used in industry ever since the burial of the Atlantic, the transatlantic cable. And that was about 6 inches around. And now they're stacking waves on top of waves on top of waves, creating a new wave through the same cable. When you look at the soliton wave, it's a wave that's created when you stack another wave right on top of it. And that wave has nothing that interferes. Dr. Baltimore said in his work on the Genome Project that when they took a dappin dish full of cells, brain cells, neurons, and they put those brain cells in one dappin dish, they took the nucleus out of the brain cells and put in another dappin dish. They took the dappin dishes apart as much as 50 miles, and they applied a laser light to the dappin dish with just the nucleus, and the other dappin dish 50 miles an hour away responded as if it had received the same light. So there's a lot of stuff that we don't fully understand, and that comes back to the drone. When you can pull a joy switch at an Air Force base here, we have an Air Force base in Rapid City, and we can take a person that runs a play toy and use a play toy toggle switch and send frequencies halfway around the world to a drone to drop a bomb in someplace in Afghanistan. We are not applying that same magical technology to the animal and the health world and to the human health world. And So when we look at memory retention and learning, I have realized that in a vortex of energy is created when you aim a beam at a beam. So if we aim a laser beam at a laser beam, then that creates a vortex of energy where the beams will swirl. And that keeps the energy beam in the head, whereby it allows, in my opinion, the deposition of electrons that have been lost from the aging brain cells. Now, years ago, I'm 79 years of age. When I was a kid 70 years ago, we didn't have anybody with Alzheimer's. We didn't have any kids with autism. We didn't have any attention deficit disorder. We didn't have any. We had none of the diseases that are affecting the brain today. We had a few old forgetful guys that forgot to close the gate to the pasture.
Right.
But the cows got out. Yeah, the cows got out. But we didn't have the same names of diseases. So someplace along the line, all of the things that you've talked about have caused the cells to change. And as those cells change, the DNA changes, and we have a different production of cells. I'm telling you, the Q laser will change that back. And the Q laser will put the electrons back, change the DNA in your pet. Now, in the way the universe is created, everything is, we are a closed system, you and I and the dogs and cats.
All interconnected.
And that closed system goes from organization to disorganization. So I'm not saying that using our laser, you're going to live forever or your pet's going to live forever. I'm going to say they're going to live right up until they die. And that's a much healthier way than having somebody, whether it be your beloved pet, on all types of drugs for arthritis or diabetes. I just had a friend of mine that worked for me, had to put his dog down because they had diabetes and the dog was so sick. And he didn't get started in time with the laser to reverse it. So I'm telling your listeners, practice prevention on yourself and on your pets. In the book, A Universal Healer for Companion Animals, Chapter 3 is all about prevention. Why wait till your pet gets arthritis? Why wait till they get diabetes or itchy ears or plugged up pineal glands on their rectum? Why wait for all that? Why not practice prevention and keep your pet healthy? Now, years ago when I first started the laser business, I said if you're smart enough to use it on your horse or dog or cat, you should be smart enough to use it on yourself. I still believe that.
Well, it does hold true, and that's really the good news. And the whole point of our broadcast today is that there's hope, there's light, and you can change the story with the breakthroughs in modern energy-based wellness technologies, of which the Q laser is probably the pinnacle tool that you could ever hope for. There are volumes of information and research articles and journal articles that Dr. Lytle has written and the research teams that have been working with the Q lasers. We encourage all of you to go to www.qlaserpma.com, enter the code 2288, and you can get it on the inside and look at this research for yourself. Isn't your companion pet worth it? Aren't you worth it? Dr. Lytle, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been an honor. It's been a pleasure. We've learned a lot, and we sure hope you'll come back again.
I sure will, Gigi. Just give me a chance. I'm an old farm boy, so I was born and raised around animals, and I love animals. We used them because we had to. I actually drove a team of horses that put up hay so that we had something to feed our cows and horses in the wintertime. I mowed hay with a team of horses.
You didn't have a baling machine. You took the horses out and did that.
Absolutely. So I love animals, and I would be happy to come back on your show anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Paws, Hoofs, and Claws, thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any questions, you can email me at wellness@back2eden.org. I'll make sure that Dr. Lytle gets your questions. Or you can call the number right now, 866-434-5. 5959. Enter the code 8468 and you'll get a free information packet and you can learn even more about the power of light to heal. It's been our pleasure having you join us today. Please come back and join us again at the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.